Ba 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 ba. Well, hello there, people. Welcome to Forgive and Forget. My name is Hal Sadie, aka Halu, and this is the show where I'll talk about the stuff that's going on in my life. I'll tell you a quick story, and I'll go over the news that's targeted to me. Welcome back, people. If you've been here before, and if you're a new listener viewer, hello. How you doing? So, my wife is out of town for a few weeks. She's visiting her family in Minnesota. So I'm holding down the fort by myself, guys. I'm taking care of these doggies by myself. We're having a good time. Oh my goodness, it's been a ball. And it's good that I've been getting back to working out consistently again. I went with my old job. It was kind of a challenge for me because some days I was just exhausted, so I had to take it easy. But now what I'm doing is I'm doing 2 days on, 1 day rest, 2 days on, 1 day rest. That way I can build up my stamina again, you know? It's good. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling amazing. I'm feeling stronger. I'm building my whatever, you know, with my workouts. You know, it's just taking care of myself in life. It's feeling good. Ooh. Anyway, so yeah, that's what's been going on. It feels interesting to be home by yourself because I'm somewhere else by myself, not at my home. So it's been fun, and I'm usually more disciplined when I'm by myself for some reason. I don't know what it is, and so I'm just making. But I'm always somewhere else. So this is interesting because now I'm like making sure I'm in like. Sure, like building these habits in strong. So by the time my wife gets back, I'm just gonna have them. Boom, because this time I'm not going out. I'm here, baby. Maybe it's better. You know. All right. But yeah, moving right along. So I saw a guy that had an "Only God Can Judge Me" tattoo on his chest, and couldn't you have judged that tattoo for yourself? You know, because now God is the one that has to do it. He's going to be like, "Hey, man, that was a horrible tattoo. I don't know what you're going to do with that one. I don't know what you expected. Bad idea, buddy." But look, he's not the only one with a shitty tattoo. I got three, and two of them are not the way I wanted them to be. So that means that one of my tattoos, I decided for it to be shitty, okay? I wanted the crap on my body, so I wanted it. And that was my first one. It's like a Lord of the Rings one. And I hid it from my parents because I lived in their house by the time I got it. So, you know, live under my rules or whatever. So, and my bathroom was like 20 yards across from my parents' bedroom. And so, even though my dad couldn't see from that far away, I still like tried to hide it. You know, like I would come out of the bathroom like twisting, like actually walking sideways, you know. Now, if my dad wasn't suspicious, he was now, because that's not a good way to hide anything. Like, that actually, like, raises some flags immediately. but yeah, so that was my first one. And the second one was this Zelda one. Now, when I got this one, I wanted it to be smaller. I like the actual design. I just wanted it to be tiny. And the guy who was printing it, he was doing the tattoo, he kept printing it out. And I kept telling him, "Hey, can you make it smaller?" And after three times of him making it smaller and printing it out, I was just like, "Man, I don't want to piss this guy off. I mean, it's only like going to piss him off for like a few seconds. And it's going to be on my body for my entire life, right?" So, yeah. And it actually means courage, which shows the amount of courage I had when confronting him, guys. Ho. And then the other one, it says, "Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference." It's a Winston Churchill quote. And this one, it's not in the shape I wanted because I didn't know how to design it. I wanted a certain shape, and I asked them to do it, but they didn't know how to do it. So I put it in my on my body anyway, though, you know. that just goes to show you. What haven't I put on my body, people? What haven't I? Do I have any standards, you know? All we know is I make horrible decisions, it seems. So, yeah. It's funny, when my mom, When my mom, the first one that I had visible was the Zelda tattoo. It's like on my underneath my arm or whatever that's called, the non-visible part of the bicep. And my mom just stared at it for like 30 seconds straight with the most disapproving look. Like, she wasn't trying to be disapproving. She just, like, it was a surprise to her. So when she saw it, she's like, ew, ew. And that just that just goes to show you what my mom thought of that. She didn't have to say anything. but what's interesting to me is that she actually made me promise not to get more tattoos. So I cut it at 3. But that doesn't stop my cousin from trying to give me, like, dumb tattoo ideas just to make a joke out of it. Because, I mean, I guess my tattoos are a joke. So, but they all mean something to me. Like, each one has meaning to me. Like, for example, the Lord of the Rings one that's on my back. That one means that it's basically like a promise to myself to keep doing comedy, right? Then the Zelda one is courage. That's self-evident. It's in Hylian. In the Zelda language, so how much of a dork can that be? So it's courage, self-evident, and then the Winston Churchill one, it's like faith in myself, faith in God, faith in the things that I do. So they all have meaning to me, and I, even though they're not the way I wanted them, I kept them there because. You know, it's like a reminder of, like, decisions, right? Like, even when you make a decision that you don't like, you got to learn from this, man. So, even if you don't like it. So, it's there. It's a good reminder because, like, every time I look at him, I'm like, ooh, hoo-hoo. All right, you guys. So, let's go into the news. Let's go into the news section, people. So, I watched the Tom Brady roast over the weekend. It was great. I loved it. So, turns out Nikki Glaser responding to Gisele Bündchen after the roast. He's not even married to her anymore, and he's still getting bitched at. You know. Anyway, so she in the article, she's like apologizing to her in the sense like she doesn't regret doing the jokes, but she loves her. But anyway, I can relate to being. Roasted without granting permission or whatever, like, because I got roasted on Sunday by some guy who I don't barely know. Like, I've met him once or twice, and he, like, it felt personal. So I understand you, Gisele, but at least the jokes on the roast were great. The jokes that this guy did were not. So I don't know, but I still, I felt mad though, you know, because it was like, man, that seems very personal. You don't know me, you know, the things he said about, like, you know, I don't know. Anyway, there's an article of some guy saying, like, how Unfrosted reveals about his growing unease of Jerry Seinfeld. And I read it, and it's like, the guy's a fan of Seinfeld, but he's also saying, like, there's something that he doesn't like about Seinfeld, because he's like, he basically says that he wants Seinfeld the comedian to be a certain way. Like, he wants him to be edgy. Well, then don't watch his comedy then, okay? Don't watch his comedy if you don't like his comedy. But you don't have to write about it, I guess. I don't know. Like, everybody's like, oh, you don't like something? Now I'm going to write about it. Now I'm going to talk about it. I mean, I'm talking about it now. So, look at here, baby. Freedom of speech. Freedom of speech. But I just think it's funny to me. Yeah, well, Seinfeld's not edgy. Well, that's your prerogative. I'm not saying that he's edgy, but I think that his comedy is great. I love his comedy. He's one of my favorite comedians. But it's just interesting, like, oh, you want this comedian to be your way? Well, then how about you go see the comedians that you want, you know? He talked about John Mulaney doing his, you know, his Baby J special is all about him and his drug situation, right? Well, you know, that's something that everybody saw live and people heard about. So, of course, he was going to talk about it. And it's a great special. I think that the entire thing is amazing. So, you know, just go watch whatever you want, man. Another article is talking about Gary Clark Jr. thought about quitting music and opening a barbecue restaurant. Dear God, Gary, do not do that, okay? Like, please do not stop us from your music. And then obviously he made a great, I haven't listened to it, but everybody is raving about his album that he made with Stevie Wonder. And thank goodness he did that. You can still open your restaurant, Gary. Just don't stop the music, you know? Please don't stop the music. All right, the last one I'm going to go over. It says, John Stewart is starting a podcast, and he said that he's extending his work week to 2 days, which is it's a fun way to put it. I love John Stewart. The only reason I came back to watching The Daily Show is because he's back. I think he's the. I love the other comedians, but I don't watch it like regularly. I just watch his episodes. I've said this many times, but I just thought it was funny the way he put it, and I didn't really have any take to this, so I don't even know why I brought it up. Anyway, guys, that's it for the podcast this week. If it feels a little bit shorter, it's because I actually like had written segments. And if you're watching, you could probably tell that I was like kind of glossing over them and things like that. Yeah, no, you know, of course I did some riffing over here, even though it might not be good. It doesn't matter. But if you enjoy this podcast, guys, please subscribe. And if you want to follow me on the line, I am at Halifax City on Instagram and Hal J City on TikTok. And I'll be posting clips, and I'm gearing up to, making more episodes so we can post more clips regularly, guys. I'm doing it, okay? All right, and that's why I'm writing things, because I want the quality to get better and improve. So, yeah, please subscribe on everything, all whatever you listen to, wherever you watch. Subscribe, like, share. Tell other people, okay? Let's grow this baby. All right, everybody. Love your people. Bye-bye. Beep,